Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Did you realise that you're actually travelling at 66,600 miles per hour while sitting still? You are actually soaring through space at this incredible speed on this Earth's annual orbit around the Sun. That's an amazing thing. And as fantastic as that is, you are also rapidly travelling through time. But my question to you today is, where are you heading? Where are you going? You see, in any other situation in life, it would be very unwise to forge ahead when you don't know where you're travelling. I've just come back from a visit to Canada, and there's many a time I didn't really know where I was travelling, so I either got the GPS out or I got a map out and I tried to work out where I wanted to be and how I was going to get there. I wanted to know where I was going. You wouldn't fly with a pilot who doesn't know where he's going. Of course you wouldn't. Why then would you cruise through life without concern for your final destination? You say, well, life's a random thing. When did that happen? I mean, let's be really realistic. You're not random about where you're going in terms of your employment. You're not random in terms of your relationship, your wife, your husband. You plan, you organise, you're specific, you're purposeful in your life in so many ways. And yet when it comes to spiritual things and God and eternity, we drift on as if it doesn't matter. I believe as a Christian, the Bible is God's map for life. Now, the Bible has been scrutinised and tested for centuries. It's been proven to be trustworthy. It's the only safe guide for your future. And the Bible says this. Let's cut this to the chase. The Bible says there are only two possible destinations in life. Heaven or hell. You'll find that in Matthew chapter 7. About the broad road that leads to destruction, the narrow way that leads to life. Now, I guess if I ask everybody who's listening to my voice, most of us say, if there is a heaven, I would like to be there. There must be more than this. I certainly wouldn't want to go to hell. I don't want to face the consequences of my behaviour or to be penalised or judged for wrong that I've done. Actually, Jesus made it very, very clear. I 100% trust what Jesus taught. And he made it very clear that we are all plummeting away from God and we're on a crash course with death and hell. Death is a guarantee. Now, we know that. I don't need to argue that case. We know the Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, but that's obvious. We know that. What's not so obvious is we're heading for hell. Jesus said this, if you die in your sin, then you can't be where I am. Jesus was saying he was going to heaven, and with sin, wrong, any imperfection, we cannot be where God is. For the Bible says very clearly in the book of Revelation, nothing that defiles can ever be there. So we have a problem. The God who created us set the rules. We broke them. We've all sinned. We come short of God's glorious standard. We are going to die because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. That's why every human being dies. It's the ultimate consequence of sin. If we die as we are, Jesus said you can't be in heaven. So is it a hopeless case? Well, no, that's the whole point. The Lord Jesus came, and the Bible says Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's why Jesus came. Now, he's equally clear in his statements, the Lord Jesus I'm talking about. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Now, he's not saying I am an option. He's not saying try this religion and try that religion and if you fancy coming my route, you come my way. No, he says this, I am the way. That's exclusive. Now, that's not arrogance. That is because if I told you that there's only one way out of my house, I'm not being arrogant. I'm telling you the truth. I've only one route out. If I told you there's only one road that goes between my town and the next town, well, you could argue the case that that's very, very exclusive and it excludes other possibilities. But if it's the truth, then I'm wise to point you in that way. God says there's only one way to heaven. Only one person who qualified to take your punishment, to die for your sin, and his name is Jesus. Now, the Bible is basically saying that there are no loopholes, no exceptions, no sin in heaven, full stop, end of story. The Bible also states that all of my sins, big or small, many or few, they're crimes against God, and we cannot escape the responsibility of our sins unless we hand them to Jesus, unless we ask him to forgive our sins. He became accountable so that we could be free. Now you say that's unfair, but that's just the way God planned it, so that we could be saved. Some of the early Bible preachers, a man called Peter, he said this: neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other. Would you come God's way today? It's the best way, the guaranteed way, and it's freely available to you for as long as you live upon this earth. As long as God gives you that opportunity, you can be saved. So why not go for it? Turn from your sin. Repent. Tell God you're sorry. Confess you're weak and ask him to forgive your sins. May God bless you. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.